In his mid-term fiscal policy review recently, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa painted a grim picture of the country's dwindling tax base as the economy slowly grinds to a halt. With the majority of the country's population now out of gainful employment, the government was missing its revenue targets, with analysts claiming most companies, including those that are doing well, are not paying taxes because of political connections. The major source of income for the state, such as value-added tax and pay-as-you-earn, have all been performing below target. Payee collections up to June were $385 million against a $390 million target, while VAT collections were $482 million against a $512 million target. Economist Nyasham Chichwa said, with ongoing company closures and retrenchments, the tax base will shrink even further, and this could result in the government failing to pay its workers by year end.
Now the challenge will come in terms of where do you get this funding to pay the civil servants at the end of the day. I think like what the minister had said as the year began, where he had said this year there will be no bonuses. I think they had done their focus and they had already seen the challenges that were coming through. But now it's going to be even worse. It's not only going to be an issue of bonuses, but it's going to be also an issue of salaries. Are people going to get their salaries?
Former Treasury Chief Economist Masimba Manyanya said, the current scenario is very dangerous as it can lead to the collapse of the government and the state.
But if you shrink the economy, you're setting a precedent for your own collapse as a government and inevitably as a state. So you are forced into a very precarious situation, a small corner where you have to start reviewing your friends and looking and changing and shifting your ideological focuses and things like that. And where we are right now, we are in a situation where inevitably government has got to start reviewing carefully its friends and its ideological values.
With 83% of the budget going towards employment costs, the government is already failing to finance its operations, prompting the opposition and other stakeholders to call on the government to abandon its policies and call for an all-stakeholders conference to address the country's socio-economic problems. Allocations to public institutions such as hospitals have been far less than expected and unable to meet even the basic needs. Analysts say as a result, many people are losing their lives unnecessarily because the hospitals are not well equipped, also in the absence of social welfare structure to serve the poor. For example, in 2014, government allocated $13 million to public hospitals when the hospitals owed supplies more than $36 million. Indications are that the government has been getting revenues from some of its companies, such as firms mining diamonds in the Marangi area, to finance its operations, but options are running out as diamond revenues have fallen and the companies are being merged. Telecommunications giant Econet is one of the very few companies oiling the government's machinery by paying tax on time, economists say. Mbada Diamond chairman Robert Mshanga last year told Parliament his company was at one time contributing towards civil servant salaries.
I would say when we had the crisis for civil servant salaries, I think Mbada was at one stage contributing 15 to 20 million US dollars a week into the national fiscus. And those states are there and we can make them available.
Manyanya said the government could be forced to look for money elsewhere, including raiding accounts of its companies, as happened during the hyperinflation era when it ended up even raiding accounts of individuals and non-governmental organizations.
You look for where money is and get it and fund whatever is supposed to be funded at that time. And always it's not going to be enough. So we are in a steep climb. It's not a climb, we are going down. What I continuously refer to as a plunge. We're going down, and government has to, I think this is where the best friends of government will show themselves.
He added, a viable option for government would be to borrow money or look for outside help, but its poor record in servicing debts and poor relations with the outside world means nothing may come out of the efforts to borrow externally. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says he has solutions in mind and has introduced a number of tax measures to improve government revenues. This includes taxing benefits for executives and empowering the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority to collect outstanding taxes from private and public companies. The Auditor General's 2014 report on the operations of state enterprises and parastatals said these companies owed Zimra more than $1 billion in uncommitted tax revenues. But Michichwa and Manyanya say lack of transparency in government expenditure and corruption, among other factors, led to tax evasion by many companies and individuals.
Because once you are benefiting from your tax and you see the benefit you are getting from your tax, it's easier for you to pay, because you know that as much as I pay at the end of the day, I'm going to get a benefit from the taxes that I'm paying.
Analysts say the government should reduce foreign travel and luxurious spending by ministers and other top government officials. Independent economist James Joa says the gloomy mood in the country can only be improved if the ruling ZANU-PF government admitted it has failed to run the country or rescue the dying economy.
So that joint efforts are made within the country and outside to start to revive the economy.
Statistics from the National Statistics Agency show that more than 60% of the country's population are poor, and that 70% of the formerly employed earn about $350 monthly. In some provinces, like Matabeleland North, poverty levels are above 81%. About 4 million people of the country's population are now operating in the untaxed informal sector, which has not been getting support from the government or the formal financial sector. Economists say the only way out for the government is to implement policies that stimulate economic growth and development. Of major importance, they add, is the need for Harare to introduce investor-friendly policies to attract the much-needed foreign investment that will result in employment creation and increase in the faltering tax base. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.